This is the Stinking Truth.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall inside the owners' meeting yesterday when the debate was going back and forth about whether or not to ban the tush push. So I don't know if you heard about this. I know you did, but this is awesome. So Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, the tush push, made a speech that lasted close to an hour in trying to defend the play because it looked like the play might be voted out. And he said, among the things he said was it was going to be a win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like a, quote, wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was it for it to be banned. Now, after Lurie got done speaking, Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent chastised Lurie for using the wet dream comment, saying it was inappropriate. And then Lurie continued to speak. And at one point, Jerry Jones asked a few questions. And then Bills owner Terry Pegula, a critic of the tush push, said his team was good at the play and still supported banning it. And after the hour had passed, San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York asked Lurie, quote, how much more shit he needed to say. This is good.
Like Jeffrey Lurie, too, is not a guy that says a lot, not a guy that talks a lot, right? And obviously, in passion speech, I don't know how many people he swayed because the vote was 22 to 10. And to have it pass, it needed to go 24 and 8. Mm-hmm. So they missed it by two votes to getting it banned. So, I mean, obviously, Jeffrey Lurie did a great job of stating his case. Maybe it was just a filibuster, and they were like, Lord have mercy. All right, we'll vote for you just to get your ass off the stage. Really interesting. And I think the whole tush push thing, the whole debate has become fascinating to me. Because I've told you many times, Mike, there are certain parts of football where it's illegal to do that, right? On special teams, on PAT field goal, on punt block, you can't do that. So, like, the fact that you're allowed to do it on the offensive side, certainly if this was a defensive play that was deemed unstoppable, you know what the NFL would do? They would ban it because they're like, we don't want to give the defense a decided advantage. And I understand a lot of teams being against it because, one, they're not built that way. Two, they don't want to put their quarterback in harm's way. And so they don't like the play. They don't want to have to defend it either. So there are kind of three pillars to stand on if you're opposed to the tush push. But I also understand the teams that are like, no, damn it. You came up with something innovative. You came up with a physical football play. We need more of that, more run the ball, more dictate in the running game, more dictate in short yardage and goal line. And I used to say this all the time, and it's cool that it's come full circle with the Philadelphia Eagles. When Chip Kelly was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, they led the league in rushing like every year. And I used to get on TV, and you know how I am on TV sometimes. I will poke the bear. I will needle people a little bit. I used to say all the time, the Philadelphia Eagles don't know how to run the ball. And people in Philly would go ballistic, Mike. It was the greatest thing ever. You dumbass, do you not look at the statistics? We lead the league in rushing. We average 136 yards a game, number one in the NFL. You're a moron. You don't know what you're looking at. Do you even watch the games?
Oh,
the
you got that one.
Passed, yeah, the game one? Is passed you by. And I'd be like, no, you guys don't understand football. Because if you look at your rushing, right, and they had Shady McCoy at the time, and if you look at your rushing, it's 1 yard, 2 yards, 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 48 yards. And they'd have, you know, it'd be 21 rushes for 136 yards, but 19 of those rushes would be for 40 yards. And they'd have two breakouts, and the breakouts would be like on third down and seven, right? Mm-hmm. Something of that nature. And I'm like, you don't know how to run the ball, because running the ball, to me, what defines it is your ability when everybody in the stadium, including the defense that you're playing against, knows that you're running the ball and you run it anyhow. How are you on second down and four minus? How are you on third down and four minus? How do you run the ball in the red zone? Can you do it when everybody knows you're going to do it and everybody is hell-bent for election to stop it? Can you do it in those situations? And the teams, to me, that can do it in those situations, those are the teams that know how to run the ball. And that's why I have a lot of affinity and a lot of just praise for the Philadelphia Eagles, saying we're going to line up here and shove it down your throat. I love that aspect of what they're doing. Now, you know, and I love the fact that the NFL has gotten to be a safer place, and they recognize these things, because in my day, we'd have just stopped it. Or before my day, there would have been some frontier justice. You'd have lined up with, you know, a guy on a nose guard with somebody shoving him in there, and you'd take it out of center's knee. And or you'd have found a way to crush the quarterback in that situation and eventually spear him in the ribs when he's already over the line of scrimmage. And eventually, you know, you go, hey, man, we're risking injury to our quarterback, and the play would just dissipate. It would just fade away. And I'm glad the NFL has changed from some of the, you know, awful things that we used to do on a daily basis, because you could. So I'm glad for that. I'm glad for that.
Is the fan in you, the football fan in you, are you happy that this play is sticking around? I as a football fan myself, I enjoy it. I think it's entertaining. I think there's something cool about the idea that everybody knows what's coming and they still can't stop it. I mean, it's fascinating to watch. And the fact that they're the only team that can do it at this level, like it was kind of funny and sad at the same time, depending on if you're a fan of this team. But trying to watch the Bills do it in that AFC Championship game against Kansas City, I mean, that was painful. And so I don't know what the Bills owner is saying that we're good at it. You weren't good at it.
Like, honestly, the Bills were really good at it. Not in that Kansas City game, but they were very successful running that, you know, over the course of the season. But yeah, like, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. You know, whether it's on my television show with Danny Parkins or, you know, other people, I've heard the same thing. It's a rugby play. It's not a football play. I don't find it entertaining. Blah, blah, blah. Why don't you just line up on first down and get 3 yards and second down 3 yards and third down 3 yards and then convert on fourth down and go all the way down the football? I find it entertaining. I'm like, how are you going to stop it? Like, every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, and what comes off of it? Like, what's the play action off of it? And all those things. And that's why the defense can't do it, because if I was defense, I'd line up on, I'd have two guys in the A gap, right? And two pushers behind them. And I'd give up a potential long, like, I would do it like in the, like, right at the goal line or whatever. And I'd try to take out the center and try to take out the quarterbacks, right? Like, do that and have your guys doing the same thing they're doing, shoving dudes through that A gap and trying to blow that damn thing up. And hey, if they play action us, play action be damned. Like, we're screwed. But, like, again, that goes back to my mentality of how are we going to create some frontier justice? Now we're going to stop this thing. And, you know, and eventually somebody's going to figure it out, right? Eventually somebody's going to do something, and maybe you would consider it, I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe not perfectly legal, but it's going to happen. I don't know. I find it entertaining. I'm like you, man. I think the play's great. I love it. Just showcase.